Those Romans in the sky. Better duck, Christ cuck. Cha! And let's expose these Jewish lies. The show starts now. I said right now, you son of a biscuit. Cha!
Thank you.
Folks, oh my goodness, oh my gracious, we are here, you son of a biscuits. Welcome to the bonus show. What's up? What's happening? What's going on? Good to see ya. I want this so much more louder. I hate it. How's everyone doing? 1-100. Hopefully everyone's doing well. Doing well? How are we doing? Oh my goodness. What an amazing weekend. Let's see. So it is Sunday. Life's good. Can't complain. The weather out here is amazing. Seems like everyone seems to be doing really well. I don't know if you guys tuned in to Race and Recovery today. One, if you did. Two, if you didn't. Oh, this is a good one, man. You guys are missing out, man. You're missing it. Today was a real good one. I'm actually thinking about starting an own Goyim TV channel just for Race and Recovery. So some of you guys got to see it. Some of you guys missed it. That's too bad. I saw 88 Keys. He was there. I know a few of you guys. I know Honky was there. But it was good. Man, it was probably, you know, I'm on cloud nine today. And I didn't even work out. I just held that space. And, you know, wow. It was a good space, man. There was a lot of I don't know, solution. Based kind of content that wasn't like just blackpilling and, you know, everyone being super duper angry. Yeah, I know that we've got to be angry about what's going on, and hate is an emotion that we definitely need to defend what we love, our race, right? So we had the space today, and it was nothing but youngsters coming in there saying how they're getting sober. So it was pretty crazy, man. I think we had about four youngsters come in there and say, hey, you know, I stopped, you know, drinking, or I stopped smoking weed. And, Slavic Berserker was in there, or, you know, I dropped 70 pounds, or, you know, I'm working on this, you know, to get better, help find a woman. So it was just, I don't know, man. It was, you know, all of us guys that are, you know, in the room, you know, the host of that show is pretty much, Mikey and, Honky and myself, you know. And we kind of, you know, run it. And it's usually guys that are like, you know, late 20s, early 30s, 40s. That's kind of like the direction here. But we're talking about like guys that were like, you know, 19 to like 23 years old, like really youngsters, like getting sober and stuff like that. So I'm really happy to hear that those guys came in the space today and kind of shared their story of how they're changing their life. And it just gave me a big white pill of hope. So I just want to say thank you for all the youngsters coming in there today. 37 days clean. That's good, bro. Keep up the good work. It was good hearing you, 88 Keys, too. So it was a good, I've just been happy. I've actually just been in a really good mood. So yeah, it was great. So if you're interested in checking out those spaces, we run those on Sunday at noon.
You
want
to try to get into my computer and plant shot in there? Go for it.
I want this thing to be so much louder.
Did you ever review the clip of Jim Roberts down under confronting the S holding up the refugees welcome signs? White people. I believe he is currently in jail for it.
Sent them all a stack of GTV flyers. WPO.
Okay,
slash.
We're gonna have to replay that one. We'll go with Angry Joe Pesci first, and then we'll figure it out there. Let's go play the problem with two donations coming at the same time. Let me see here. Let me fix this real quick. Thank you for the love and support, guys. Appreciate it. Let's play that one more time.
You want to try to get into my computer and plant child porn in there? Go for it.
Did you ever review the clip of Jim Roberts down under confronting the S holding up the refugees welcome signs?
Yes.
I believe he is currently in jail for it.
Yes, he is. I think I had a clip of Jim. I think I have a clip. Remind me to play it. I think I missed it on the last show. I think he got put in jail for spilling milk on some people too. So I'm not sure, but Jim is a legend, man. Jim Roberts from the dismembered now NSM, or excuse me, it's NSM, right? NSM, I forgot. But yeah, Thomas Sewell and those guys, that's what we're talking about. He's awesome, man. That guy, I like him. He's bold. He's a bold dude. So let's see here. We got Barbara Waffen coming in. Let's see what this says here.
Barbara Waffen sent $5, won on a 3-day motorcycle camping trip this weekend with some good white people.
Nice.
Got to Jew pill a few of them.
Good.
Sent them all a stack of GTV flyers WPO slash.
Yeah, white power, man. That's fucking amazing. That's the easy way to get people to, you know, really look into Jewish supremacy. It's really the cheat code, right? When it comes down to like educating people, GTV flyers is like the ultimate cheat code. Let's say hi to some people in here. We got E14, we got 88 Keys, we got Erica 1488, we got Knock for the Zog. Looks like he's, I want to hear you get up there and share your story next time. I don't want to just see you in the comment section. So get up there. Coscommitter, what's happening, man? Thanks for popping the space earlier today, too. We got Keelu. We got Dictator. We got Appalachian Gorilla. What's happening? We got Robbie J. We got Russian Waffen. We got Amon Goth. What's up? We got Burn One Bob in the house. We got Cal Goy. We got A Tone in the house, Arian Times. We got Bruce Waffen. Great Scott. Thank you also, Great Scott, for attending the Race and Recovery space. Appreciate you going getting in there. And congratulations on a month and 3 days sober. Show confirmed 33 days. We got Jesus is Jewish. We got Audio Waffen. We have Slavic Berserker, who is also in there sharing his experience, strength, and hope about being a white man and getting clean. I like that. It's awesome. Thank you for stopping in there, too. We got Redneck Rampage. We got, who else? We got Absurd. We got Scully Bugs. What's up, man? Good to see ya. We have a few other. We got Dickie Bub. What's up, Mr. Tennessee? Return to Europa. White fucking power, bro. We got 1488. Speed and Custom. What's happening? We got Boys to Goys, 88. We got Viking Girl. We got my man Dewey in the house. What's up, Dewey? We got Bellamy, 1892. We got Right Wing Ruckus. We got Blood Memories. We got a lot of people in here, man. And we got a lot of people in here that are doing the sobriety thing, which is pretty awesome. We got 77% and 23% being honest. I like that. I like the honesty, man. Even if you're not being sober, it's great to be honest. Appreciate it. All right. Iron Republic, what's up, man? Tiger Waffen, what's up? Aaron Erica, what's up? Zangango! What's happening? 88 Keys, good to see you in the Zario world. Good to see you. All right. So, I don't know if you guys were paying attention to the news. I think we're running a space. Was it last night, Trump shooting? Was it Trump attempted assassination last night? It all kind of blends together because I get done with the stream and I just go right into CQ Radio. And yeah, didn't we talk about it on the show? It was like, yeah, I think we covered it. Wait, no. Today's Sunday. So we talked about it. It happened Friday, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Friday. I believe it was Friday. And I was like, did Trump get killed? No. Okay, then more than likely it's just some bullshit. So look, we're going to cover some of this stuff in regards to this whole Trump thing. And we got some other clips and stuff like that. Erica Kirk is sharking for Christ. How many of you guys heard about Erica Kirk? She's sharking for Christ. One, you know that too, you know? Man, I got so many more sound effects I need to add to this. I'm a little bit lazy. Frojax? Is that the real Frojax? Oh, shit, man. Give that guy some fucking swastika. Give that guy some swastika. I'm not sure which one it is, but, man. Listen, dude, I was watching your stuff earlier today, and I was gonna cover your debate with this 90 IQ nigger. And what a good job you guys did, man. I just want to say, what a good job. You and your brother are doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, you definitely need brains. Like, I don't know if you guys have tuned into Frojax. One, you have. Two, you haven't. I forgot to mention. Thank God you popped in here. That's great. I'm going on the show, so let's do that either. I don't know what we agreed to, if it was like Monday or Tuesday. I'm just going to double check my schedule and make sure that that I don't have a dentist appointment. I got to get this tooth fixed. So, listen, I tuned into their stuff and I'm really digging it because, you know, I'm one of these ballsy guys. I'm like in your face, you know, I'm like really rowdy, you know, and you always got to like respect when the grass is greener on the other side type of deal where you got guys that are like really brainy and articulate and just have ways of just, you know, deconstructing retards, you know, niggers and Jews and able to put out like, pro-white talking points that resonate with regular people. And that's what I find fascinating about these guys. Like, I'm like, oh my God, man, this is what I'm talking about. The youth, I mean, they're not like, you know, teenagers or anything, but like, I'm 40 years old. These guys look like they're definitely like early 20s. And so when I'm watching these guys speak and how articulate they are and just their talking points and everything, I'm just like, dude, this is what I'm talking about. Like this shit, what they're doing, that needs to be mainstream. Like I got one of my buddies, he's like 27 years old. He is one of the brightest guys in the world. I really want him to run for a governor of fucking Arkansas or the mayor of whatever, Harrison or something, because this kind of stuff where people are able to articulate pro-white talking points and just make it sound so normie friendly. And you know how like people listen, okay, man, a lot of boomers, they tune into Ben Shapiro. Why do they tune into Ben Shapiro? Because Ben Shapiro is like a fast talking Jew with a high, he's got a pretty big vernacular when it comes to like, you know, speaking and stuff like that. And one just kind of tunes into Ben Shapiro, one, because they worship a Jew, two, because they're on Fox News, and three, they think that they're going to get this shit through osmosis, right? So a lot of people like to hear intelligent people talk. So when and that's why I was watching the Frojax show. I was like, man, these youngsters, bro. These youngsters, man. Man, smoking gun right here, man. So I just want to say, you know, great job, guys. I'm thoroughly impressed with your work. Like, really good. Like, I was trying to take a nap, a boomer nap, before the show, and I was watching your debate. I actually was going to play 15 minutes of your debate on the show tonight. So, yeah, really good stuff, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I love it. Great stuff. So we're going to play some of their stuff, and I think I'm going to be popping on their show. I don't know what it said in the DMs here. It's either going to be Monday or Tuesday. We're going to shoot for noon, something like that. I'll dial in or message you back tonight, and we'll figure it out. So anyhow, I'm super duper excited. So a lot of good things are going on, even though, you know, this is a struggle this year, like I said, you know, with losing 1,000 viewers a night for, you know, being race first, race only, all right, and speaking out against the Abrahamic faith of Jewish Christianity, absolutely destroying our people and, you know, domesticating us essentially to be powerless, weak faggots, you know. So, you know, it sucks, but this is going to be, you know, this is the struggle. We got to embrace it. And, you know, as long as I got these recovery meetings, I got you guys, you know, the lights are staying on it. You know, I think it's all going to be amazing down the road here. People are going to see that like they're going to get tired of these people making up excuses for Jesus being like a white Aryan Chad. They're going to get tired of these pro-white grifters who say that they're Christian and then they're pushing gambling fucking scams on you, meme coin fucking scams on you, getting stoned on stream, getting drunk on stream for you. That is just not fucking white power, okay? So a lot of people are going to come to their senses, right? And I know for a fact that guys like myself are going to, you know, it's going to be all good. We'll get there.
There's no room for the Jewish
population. So, Tiger Waffen, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Will not replace us.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about Thomas Russo. He's really smart and great at speaking and talking.
He sure is. Yeah. Mm. He sure is, man. All right, so hopefully you guys are here for long haul. A couple rules in the show. Don't make death threats. Don't threaten to kill anyone. Real simple. Okay. Otherwise, we got to kick you the fuck out of here. Okay. Act like a white man. Have some impulse control. Okay. And also, what we do promote here is we promote sobriety. We promote our people making white children, our people standing up for the white race and doing something that's brave and making sacrifice for, you know, our people. So that's what we like to promote here. Right. So anything else, right? No, we don't promote gambling. We don't promote random acts of violence. We don't promote meme coins. We don't promote any of that stuff. Okay, so hopefully you guys are here for long haul, and we might as well just get right into it. Let's make sure everything's all set up here. Again, my soundboard is slacking. So we're going to give a little bit of the ladies some props here. I've been watching a little bit of my timeline on X, and I've been seeing this nigger that just goes up to random white women and starts asking them for their number, and it'll be like in front of like their boyfriend or their brother. Has anyone seen this? One, if you've seen this. Two, if you haven't. Give me 1 second here. I need to set up this. Let me set this up here. I don't have this all. I don't have this right here. Let me set up the. What the fuck am I doing here? Hold on. Son of a bitch. I'm still learning these buttons here. So give me a second. I got the do not touch option here. Okay. Let's fix that. Clips. All right. No one's seen it? Okay. Well, I'm going to show you who it is. I haven't seen this nigger's face yet, but. Culture updates. Yep, that's it. Cool. We're dialed in. All right, guys, I forgot to say there's a few ways to support the stream. If you want to, there's the Entropy link. So if Moz can drop that time to time, or I have the little Kike bot Jesus, it will drop the links. I'm not sure if those links are working. So I'm depending on the mods to drop the right links. If you want to support the stream, there is the Entropy and there is the Power Chat and there is the PO box. So if you can't afford to support the show financially, write me a fucking letter, dude. All right. Have some decency. Act like a white man. Tell me how much you love the show or that I'm your favorite white supremacist, Mexican, Jewish, homosexual fed that works for the ADL. Okay. Whatever you want to do, you send something in the mail. Make sure that it's a page. Don't send me a 5-page letter unless you don't want me to read it on camera because I don't have that much time. All right. To read, I will read it, but I won't read it on stream. Okay. So take a look at this, man. I want to give these white women some credit here. Okay. Usually, you know, I don't like the fact that these women are out. I don't like seeing women out doing the club thing, man. I really don't. I really hate it. I really think that this culture of going to nightclubs and just listening to fucking nigger music on blast is just needs to evaporate. It's terrible. But this, I got to give them some points here.
Hey, I'm be honest, officer. I got it. I'll take it from here. I appreciate that, man. How you ladies doing?
So the first thing she says is fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck off. Like, fuck off, nigger. Just right off the bat. And I just love the reaction here with these ladies.
I'm be honest, officer. I got it. I'll take it from here. I appreciate that, man. How you ladies doing?
We're all good. Leave.
Just grossed out by this coffee
officer,
nigger.
Damn, officer. What's going on? Right? I wasn't even trying to talk to you.
He's ready. He's ready to take your ass.
I was
ready
talking
to
you,
ass.
Beautiful.
We all have boyfriends. We all three have boyfriends. Keep going.
Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going. You didn't even need to listen. Just keep quiet. Less is more. Don't even mention that you're single. Okay, you're dealing with rape apes here.
Wow.
But she
bro.
Says keep on walking.
Y'all see this shit? That's fucking crazy,
gotta take
right?
The rejection,
I gotta take
you
it.
Gotta
I
take
am,
the rejection, nigger. Go hey. Fuck yourself. All right. Well, listen. Not bad. Not bad. I've seen. You know. I mean, those women are doing better than Erica Kirk at the moment. Okay. True story. Erica Kirk is sharking for Christ. Now, that's nice, all right? That's good to see a white woman, white women together, you know, saying, nigger, get away from me. Now, this next clip is where we want to see, okay, we that's cool. Like I said, I don't like to see women in that environment, okay? I don't like to see women in that environment. I do, and I'm not trying to be like some trad guy either, okay? I just think that there's so much things that I wish I would have learned in school, like as far as how to, you know, operate a firearm. Like back in the day, kids used to take their rifles to school, right? They used to learn how to, you know, shoot their rifle. You know, they bring it to school. You know, all this is like gone. Like, you know, like the last thing that they had that was manly was like wood shop, metal shop. How many of you guys had wood shop or metal shop? One, you had wood shop, or like two, you're so young that they already got rid of that shit. See? Like, listen, man, they have auto shop, which cars and I wish I would have learned more how to wrench on cars and stuff. They just teach you how to memorize and regurgitate, right? That's pretty much the whole scam of it. It's not really like, you know, you're learning life skills. Like I would appreciate it if, you know, maybe in fifth grade they would have taught me how to balance a checkbook. I know checkbooks are obsolete these days, but not if you're an open pro-white anti-Semite like myself, okay? Checks, I still rock checks. How many of you guys rock checks? What if you still got a checkbook or two if you don't, all right? Listen, man, I got no Cash App. I got no Venmo. I got no Buy Me a Coffee. I hate using cryptocurrency. I'm dyslexic, so when it reads me the code back, I'm like, is that the right code, bro? I'm not sure. So some of you guys are still using the checkbook. Yep, I like the checkbook. It keeps it, you know, I used to shit on it, but now that I can't use any of these, like, quick electronic apps, I'm just stuck with it. So anyhow, like I said, I'm not trying to be all trad, but, you know, to be honest, I wish I would have developed more manlier skills. The only thing that I know how to do pretty much is I can frame a little bit. I can do sheetrock.
Matt the Dixie Man sent $20.
What's up, dude?
Tomorrow I will be exactly 240 days alcohol free.
Let's go.
It only took getting blacked out, drunk, bruised up, arrested, sent to the hospital, pissing my pants, and not getting to lay down with the 10 tenths I was with. Very embarrassing. Never again. Stay sober.
Oh, I love hearing the horror stories. Matt, shout out to Matt, dude. Let's go. No more tent whopping, bro. You got gold-plated problems now, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the white man's world. Yeah, that's another thing with, like, lowering our standards of how we operate as white people. You know, that always takes your standards down, right? So we want to always carry ourselves with higher standards, especially when we're being invaded by these non-whites. Now, I'm not saying higher standards, like, treat these people with, you know, respect or anything like that. Total opposite. Do not treat non-whites with any respect. Non-whites are scum. Scum of the earth. But you got to have some dignity when it comes to yourself. So anyhow, what I was saying... Sorry, I keep going on a rant here. Thank you for the love and support, though. What I was trying to say here was that, you know, I want to see more women like this, you know, like more women that are kind of have this kind of a brain rather than like getting all into like fashion and art and, you know, that really doesn't, I don't know, that doesn't have much. Why the fuck is my camera turning me into a goddamn Mexican right now? Oh, you see that? See the camera? You see what it's doing here? Fucking piece of shit, motherfucker. You Jew. All right, here we go. Take a look at this here.
Calling me a hillbilly, a redneck, blue collar, oil field trash aren't insults to me. I actually wear those labels with pride. Because you see, I grew up in the city. I've got two degrees, a bachelor's in science and a master's in science. And I learned a long time ago that 95% of those kids I went to school with are complete morons. All they know how to do is memorize and regurgitate, and then they suckle off the government's titty and have to hold their hand while they shit.
I like this woman.
So that they need help wiping because they need to ask for permission for everything. And once I left the city and actually went and worked with those blue collar hillbilly redneck, you know, oil field trash people that you guys call us, I actually learned real life knowledge and how to work with my hands. So while you depend on the system to keep working properly, I can get kicked out of the system and I know exactly how to survive because they taught me how to hunt. They taught me how to fish. They taught me how to cut my own wood, split my own wood.
We can skin a buck and run a trot line because a country boy can't survive.
How to tend to my own garden, how to butcher my own animals, how to husbandry my animals, how to actually go and find water, how to filter water. You see,
I want to learn all this shit, man.
There's a lot more to the world than just your stupid textbook knowledge and learning how to memorize and regurgitate. Some of the farmers up north I know can smell the air and see the rain and know that the rain is coming. They can
Bro, listen, Goy Wars, I'm putting you on timeout. Okay, listen, when a white woman is talking and then the first thing you say is she Jewish? Do you think fucking Jew bitches go and fucking farm and do shit like that, bro? You're put on timeout. You're on fucking timeout, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? I don't like that. Don't fucking do that. Don't fucking shit on the clip. Don't try to fucking poison everyone's ears with this shit. This is how white women need to be thinking.
Touch their soil and know exactly what kind of minerals and like things are missing from it in order to grow the next season's whatever they are growing. And that is the type of knowledge that you cannot teach in a textbook, that you cannot teach in a university, that has to come from innate experience and hands-on knowledge.
Shining Lightning sent $5.
Hey, thanks,
the term redneck came from miners rebelling against tyranny.
Miners, coal miners rebelling against tyranny. I've never heard that before. It must have, what is it, Kentucky? Where did the term start? Is it Kentucky, West Virginia? Where?
textbook that you cannot teach in a university. That has to come from innate experience and
hands-on
knowledge. And the fact that you guys put these people down, these very same people that make your little domesticated life so comfortable in the city, where you base the value of a human being on how many pieces of paper that they have that you can just wipe your ass with anyway, is absolutely...
Dude, why is every time a white woman is on here, people accuse them of either being Jewish or being a mud shark?
Yeah, knock it off, dude. Like, stop with this immature shit, man. It's this, like, the paranoia shit, bro. Listen, there's a healthy paranoia, okay? And then there's everyone's a fucking Jew, everyone's a fucking Fed paranoia, and it gets old, okay? Healthy paranoia is okay, okay? That kind of, like, Jew-jacking everyone and shit, like, I don't like it. It bothers me, okay?
Bewildering to me. And that is how I know that most of you who call... You know, hillbillies
Jeez
and rednecks.
Louise, guys.
You want to try to get into my computer and plant child porn in there? Go for it.
Super chats roll.
This woman is spot on.
Yeah.
Anyone can memorize dash or regurgitate information.
Absolutely.
Intelligence equals applying acquired knowledge towards solving new problems.
Yep. Yep. I like what she's saying here. And this is something that I wish, you know, I when I have children, like, I want to be able to teach my kids how to fucking... Hey, listen, so you see this soil right here? Right, this soil, fucking, this is shit soil. Okay, we're going to grow some what are those things I like? They smell stinky, they're balls. What are those green things? Not cabbage patch. What are they called? Fuck, are those things called? Put a bunch of fucking salt and pepper on them and some oil and vinegar. Not oil and vinegar, some, let me put what kind of shit you put on it. Brussels sprouts. There we go. Yeah. See, I want to be able to grow some goddamn Brussels sprouts, right? I want to be able to do all this cool stuff. I would like to grow hemp too, to be honest. I would love to, I love this. Listen, I'm not trying to endorse marijuana here, but like, I'm talking about like, you know, hemp. Hemp. I think there's a big hemp conspiracy that they're not letting us grow hemp the way that we should be growing hemp. There's so much. I swear, didn't, like, Henry Ford build a car with hemp or something like that? Like, the hemp shit is pretty awesome, man. There's some cool stuff that you could do with hemp, like lotion, paper. Yeah. Grow your own beef? I don't know. Is that, like, World Economic Forum, bro? You trolling me right now, Gulak? What's going on, bro? Sounds like you're trolling me. NSDAP had hemp. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man. If I could be a hemp farmer, I'd be down with that. Okay. Let's take a look here. We'll let this woman cook.
Absolutely bewildering to me. And that is how I know that most of you who call, you know, hillbillies and rednecks uneducated are actually uneducated fucking assholes yourselves, because you did nothing and you learned nothing in school. All you did was memorize and regurgitate, then get a nice little office job because you know how to talk your way into like an interview. But if it actually came down to it, where shit were to hit the fan,
I backed it up way too much there. Sorry, guys.
You alive because you're too domesticated to actually learn how to work with your hands. So the next time you come and call me a hillbilly and a redneck, just know that I actually wear that shit with pride.
White power, man. That's what I like to see. See, what would you want from a woman? Would you rather want the woman that looks pretty at the club or a woman who's pretty handy? Be honest. A woman that gets pretty and their life revolves around just being pretty? I'm not into all the makeup and shit, man. Listen, I'm not like a super makeup hater, but I am a little bit of a, like, I like a woman that looks good naturally without all the fucking shit on her face, you know? And a lot of women that go to the clubs and kind of are in that scene, man, they're just, they got the fake lashes, they got Botox, they got filler, they got fucking, they just look like a clown, man. So, you know, yeah. And then, and okay, so now we got an ad that's targeting white people in Germany. Poor Germans are getting targeted, hit hard here. This is what they're promoting. I'm sure I don't even need to give you guys the context of this clip here. Go ahead. What is going on? What is... Hold on. All right, that looks normal. All right, cute blonde German girl. All right, Aryan Chad, awesome. Just had some sex. Yep, taking a nap. It's always good after that. Yep, got a little freaking hangover from all the good sex with the white woman? Girl, it's okay. Whoa, what is going on here? What the fuck is going on here? That took an ugly turn. You're sleeping and having butt sex with some subhuman, bro? What the fuck is
Shining
going on?
Lightning sent $5. Makeup is piss, bugs, shit, and baby foreskin.
Yeah, yeah. What's that? What did what's his face say? What Jim Carrey? What did he say? Bat poop? Pet detective? Was it part two? What was it? Was it guano? Guano! I didn't throw that in the sound for, bro. Oh my god. You told me Einhorn is Finkel? Finkel is... Alright, here we go. Let's take a look at this, man. Pretty nasty and degenerate, right? Alright. I can't read German, so I guess it's encouraging German people to sleep with subhumans and promote homosexuality and all at once, which promotes big pharma because they're going to be eventually on some sort of medication to prevent them from dying of AIDS. All right. So now we're going to get to the media, what the normies are seeing. Okay. I went with NBC kind of in the middle of CNN and Fox News. Want to see how they're covering this. I don't know if you guys looked at the Trump stuff. Like I said, I'm pretty much, you know, auto hoaxer. Can we get a poll in here if you're an auto hoaxer? And it's okay. Listen, man, if you're not an auto hoaxer, it's all right. Listen, sometimes I'm wrong on things like this, but I am absolutely an auto hoaxer. I just go fake and gay until proven Jewish, right? And then boom, there it is.
Erica sent $14.88, went to lunch with my MAGA parents, and no one even mentioned Trump. Instead,
really?
I tried to CQ my mother with Psalms 137, dashing the infants against the rocks.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I don't know what you guys are thinking about this whole Trump thing, but I don't trust it. Hans Lande, what's going on, man? Good to see you in the chat. White power, dude. All right, we got some cool people tuning in the show tonight. All right, we're going to take a look at NBC. What is this? What is this, dude? Don't make me – I'm about to do tranny gate right here. We don't want to get weird, do we? We can't – listen, I don't have the soundboard for the X-Files, but, I mean, I just look at this thing and I go, I don't know, man. Is that a man, baby? It could be a man. Let's see. All right, we'll back it up. I'm not going to go there. I won't go there yet. Diego shoots a nigger with a super chat, $5. What does he say here? Let's turn it on here. Sorry, I don't have it on auto.
Go for it.
I'm sorry, HT. I tried so hard to not say this. Boo. What, you fucking piece of shit? You found out Christ was Jewish.
Yeah.
Man, get over it.
Yeah, I did find out Christ was Jewish, man. He's the king of the Jews, bro. We got some Christ clips. Don't worry.
Now, with President Trump.
Whoa, why is it, is that a, like an option to fast forward? That's cool.
Good evening, I'm Jessica Layton in New York, and we are coming on the air with some breaking news from Washington,
D.C. Can you guys hear it loud?
And the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where President Trump and other high-ranking White House officials have been evacuated from the Washington Hilton after loud noises were heard in the lobby or close to the ballroom. This is happening right now.
Wow.
This is video taken from the White House Correspondents' Dinner just a short time ago, where witnesses described hearing what sounded like gunshots coming from a room near the ballroom where the president was supposed to speak at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight.
We're not going to watch
too much of this. Other high-ranking officials swiftly evacuated. Secret Service has been sweeping the room and the hotel since this happened. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez is at that dinner.
Did they say Gabe Gutierrez?
He is live on the phone for us to tell us exactly what has happened and what's going on. Gabe, what can you tell us?
Oh, it's Gabe. GG.
Jessica, it was it's a scene of utter confusion here on the ballroom here at the Washington Hilton.
Gabe the
Beaner Gutierrez. A few minutes ago, President Trump and several high-ranking officials, cabinet members, as you mentioned, were suddenly evacuated by Secret Service as this Correspondents' Association dinner was just starting to get underway. The president had been introduced.
He is a little bit late.
A Star-Spangled Banner had played. There were brief remarks by the president of the White House.
Okay, let's skip. Let's see. Let's skip forward. Is there anything else interesting in here?
Or if he plans to return, as we were told, the dinner would be resumed.
All right. I mean, does this guy really need a flashlight?
It's unclear whether he made it right back here. Yet or if he plans to return as we...
Does this guy... Listen, man, I'm not a firearms expert. I'm trying to become one. Do you need this? All right, chat. Listen, one, if you need it, two, if you don't. Is it overkill? That's a flashlight, is it not? The lights are on, is it not? I'm sorry, I'm just not going to turn on a flashlight. Does anyone else have the flashlight on? Is it a good idea? I don't see anyone else with flashlights on. I think this is... Yeah, I don't know. It looks pretty well lit in there. I don't think the flashlight's going to do much. You need a white light always? Okay, well, I guess everyone else has got the memo wrong. Okay. Some of these guys are standing around with their guns not even drawn.
We're told the dinner would be resuming tonight. Let's go to NBC's Garrett Haight.
We're just breaking it down.
Who's outside the Washington Hilton for us right now. Garrett, what are you seeing and what are you hearing?
Like I tell you, there's enormous confusion right now about exactly what's taking place inside the ballroom and in
Garrett
the blocks
looks like
around
a black
in Northwest Washington, D.C. I'm at the intersection of 19th and Florida Avenue, about a block and a half now south of the hotel. This is the perimeter to which the police and Secret Service have pushed everyone back.
Go for
outside
it.
Immediately with the-
Dude, you know Trump was straight up shitting his pants as he was running away, LOL.
No, man, listen, I think this, we're done seeing this, okay? I just want to give a shout out to Erica Kirk and her new boyfriend. Take a look at this. Sharking for Christ. This is more interesting, to be honest. She's bagging this nigger, dude. Can you believe this? This broad is already moving on and she's bagging this nigger here. Wow. What a mud shark fucking whore. This is her date. High profile VIP party. And this is Fox journalists. Who is his name? Who is this guy? Does anyone have a name on this guy? All I know is I just know him by ugly nigger. But this was her date. This is so wild, dude. Like, take a year off, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you've got all the money in the world. Just take the fucking year off. How about you just... You know, fuck your niggers, like, behind closed doors. Like, why don't you just give Charlie, if he's dead, give him some respect here and just, you know, fuck your niggers behind the scenes here. All right, we're moving on here. We're going to take a look at some of these clips. All right, here's some of the clips here. Just tell me, let's just, you know, let's be honest. Let's look at it with, skepticism, of course. All right, so there's the one guy with the light. This guy doesn't have a light on. It's not too bright there. You know, maybe you would turn out all the lights as bright as you could in a situation like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I would say, you know, make the room as bright as possible.
Katie, do you have all your stuff?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Cool. That was... This is a shooting and people are just sitting around. Yeah, I know that she didn't even make it past the lobby. She looked at the camera. The guy's got a silencer. This guy's just chilling. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to take a few shots here, add it to my Instagram, and we're just going to... Get a ton of likes.
Shining Lightning sent $5. Soon better stage work at Universal Studios.
I'm sorry. Listen, you guys, I'm sorry, but listen, you're not gonna beat me on This Is Real tonight, okay? You're definitely gonna lose if you're betting against me tonight. Okay, we got Robert Kennedy. Okay, this one's Robert Kennedy and Robert Kennedy's wife. Okay. Now Robert Kennedy leaves his wife behind in this one. Looks like things are rocky on the home front. All right, let's take a look here.
Okay.
All right, where's Robert Kennedy? Where's he at? Let's get him out of here.
What are we doing?
We're all surrounded by...
Let's go to side. Let's not go up the middle.
This guy's like, look at this guy's face. He's like, hi, Mom.
This is crazy.
USA! Fucking some dumb fucking drunk maggotard. God bless America! USA! 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 That's a good chance to chant USA! Christ is King! USA! Christ is King! USA! Hail Trump! It's like...
USA! USA!
Shut the fuck up, whore! We're in the middle of a psyop right now. Can you fucking shut up? Fucking embarrassing, Maxi. This is like a fire drill. You guys remember the fire, like the earthquake drill at school, bro? This kind of reminds me. It's like, okay. All right, so like, we're going under the desk? Okay, so you want me to just crawl under the desk here? All right, okay. All right, now, are we done yet? Like, okay, I know this is like, I know the alarm just went off, and I went under the desk, and I held it, and I think I'm safe here. And I know the rules, right? You're supposed to stand in the middle of a door frame or get under the desk. It's pretty much two options here. Right? Okay, are we done yet? That's kind of like, this was like an adult earthquake drill. That's what it kind of felt like, okay? And take a look at Erica Kirk. She gets escorted. Oh my God, brother. Look at this fucking dumb broad, bro. I can't fucking... Always crying. Always crying. Look at her. I get dicked down by my mudshot. I get dicked down by my nigger boyfriend. So fake. So fake and gay. Shut up, you fucking cunt, bitch, mud shark, die! So sick of that whore. So fucking sick of that whore. Charlie Christ! Right. And then we got Trump going on 60 Minutes immediately, okay? Immediately right after. Let's take a look at this here. Fucking, doesn't it drive you, does Erica Kirk make you sick? I fucking hate Erica Kirk, okay? And I don't know how Adam Green simps for, listen, I agree with Adam on the-
Go for it.
He's simping for this fucking bro.
Heil HT, thank you for streaming tonight.
Oh, you got it. Thank you, guys.
What is your take? Don't you think this is all put together and fake?
Totally.
It all looks so
fucking fake. Totally fucking fake. Fake. This is like this is like beyond fake and gay.
You know that fucking monkey nigger Erica Kirk was stealing silverware while this was going on.
Oh my God, that's so funny. My family members do that shit, bro. Shout out to my one chance family members! Woo! Stealing steak knives and cattlemen's! Woo! My grandma's notorious for doing that. What are you doing? I'm just cutting it to my perk. How much of that do you need? Don't you make money? What are you stealing silverware? Listen. All right, it's family. What can you do? Can't really do much. All right, so take a look at Trump here. Take a look at Trump. And
you see the security moving quickly, right. Within seconds, grabbing the vice president by his coat, yep. Lifting him up, bringing him out. Then the counter assault comes in. Took 10 seconds for them to flank you, Mr. President, and then 20 seconds to get you out. It looked chaotic. At one point, you were down. What was happening?
Well, what happened is...
Wait a second. Don't make me start counting numbers, because I will. Let's hear these numbers again.
10 seconds for them.
Okay, hold on. Count these seconds. Hold on.
Then the counter assault comes in. Took 10 seconds for them to flank you, Mr. President, okay. And then 20 seconds to get you out. Okay, it looked chaotic. At one point, you were down. See? What was happening?
Well, what happened is
10, 20, it was and then a little bit chaotic.
I wanted to see what was happening.
33.
And I wasn't making it that.
Listen, man, I don't know how deep you are, but did you catch that, bro? Did you catch that? Press one. Did you really catch that, or is that going over your head, nigger? I mean, this is like, you might have not caught that, okay? That was a 10 plus 20. Okay, there's your 30. Okay, and then your chaos. There's your... I don't know. Listen, man, some of you guys are going to be like, HD, I don't know what the fuck is... I like the guy, bro. He's funny and stuff, but bro, he just stops and starts counting numbers. It doesn't make sense.
All right. You'll get it. I wanted to see what was going on. And by that time,
chaos
we started to
is
realize
the third
maybe
letter.
It was
C.
A bad
chaos.
Problem.
Three,
different kind
C.
of a problem. Bad one. And different than what would be normal noise from a ballroom, which you hear all the time. And I was surrounded by great people. And
great
I
people.
Probably made them act
go ahead,
a little
laugh
bit
at
more
it.
Slur.
I
just said,
shit,
wait
nigga.
A minute,
right,
wait a minute. Let me see,
laugh.
Wait a minute. So, you know, I'm telling
you.
Just at that
right
moment
you
where it looks like
bitch,
you go
you
sort of down with the sort of
well,
yes. telling them to wait.
Well, I know what I'm watching.
$5 of Chinese fire drill is when a situation is chaotic. Is a Jewish fire drill something that goes just as planned?
I'm sorry. I was trying to fight someone in my chat here. Sorry, bro. What'd you say? I missed that. I was trying to start a fight with someone laughing at my numbers thing over here. Hold on one second. What'd you say? I'm sorry. Give me one second here. What was that? Did anyone hear that power chat? Ah, God, I can't get this thing to get bigger here. Hold on. Well, what are you doing here? Slowing up the show? Yeah. Slowing up the, see, that's what happens when you start fighting with me, dude. You start disrupting the entire show. Now I got to read the goddamn super chat again. It says, a Chinese fire drill is when a situation is chaotic. Is a Jewish fire drill something that goes just as planned? No, I don't know. I do know they call it Jewish lightning is when Jews get insurance like Larry Silverstein, and then they end up finding a way to take down whatever they have insured to get payment.
With them, I started walking, and they said, please go down. Please go down on the floor. So I went down. And First Lady went down also, but we were asked to go down by the agents as I was walking. In other words,
they wanted
I was,
you almost to crawl.
I was
out.
Standing up, pretty much. I was standing up.
It was like pretty much
and
shut up.
Then turned around the opposite direction.
We're
and
about
started
to get weird,
pretty
guys.
Much walking out, pretty tall, a little bent over because I, you know, I'm not looking to be standing too tall. And but I was walking out.
Okay, so again, doesn't seem like Trump obeys orders when there's attempts on his life. So I just am not finding it very serious. Here's the undermining issue here with everyone. Even normies after seeing this are like, are you fucking kidding me? Now a lot of normies are waking up after this. This is what sealed it for Trump right here.
And we looked at all of the conditions that took place tonight. And I will say, you know, it's not a particularly secure building, and
it's not a secure building. Where is this leading to?
I didn't want to say this, but this is why we have to have all of the attributes of what we're planning at the White House. It's actually a larger room, and it's a much more secure. It's drone proof, it's bulletproof glass.
Trump's ballroom, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so that's where this is headed.
We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it.
They're demanding it now.
They've wanted the
problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic. Here we are. Get the ballroom. Get the ballroom.
Ballroom for 150 years for lots of different reasons, but today's a little bit different because today we need levels of security that probably nobody's ever seen before.
Okay, so we're moving on. We're just cruising. You guys kind of have the story down. We've looked at the footage. We've seen Erica Kirk. And now we're going to get weird, all right? We're going to go through some of these and see what the internet's saying. Now, some of these I'm going to agree with, and some of these I'm not, okay? Some of these people I think are extremely on point, and guess what ruins it?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, now I don't know if it's this one in particular, but we're going to watch a couple of these just to kind of look at what's going on here. And break it down, and then we're gonna. I'm gonna agree with some of it. I'm gonna disagree with some of it as well. All right, here we go.
Donald Trump almost got assassinated again today, but that's not even the craziest thing that happened at the White House dinner. Erica Kirk showed up to the event with a date. Charlie Kirk hasn't even been dead for 7 months. Now, I understand everyone grieves differently, but hard launching with another guy 7 months after your husband's been assassinated is crazy. In some cultures, if your husband dies, the wife wears black for a year and she doesn't leave the house. Not Erica. She's hitting the dating scene, coming out to fireworks. It's just not normal. Honestly, poor Charlie Kirk. He's probably looking down, seeing his wife DEI hired another guy, and it hasn't even been a year.
Boom. That's true. All right, that's pretty accurate. Let's keep it moving.
This is why we have to
stage this.
All right, so who the fuck is this chick? Her name's Susie something, or what is it? I don't know, but she seems like she's... Oh, no.
Fucking stage this to get...
Fucking Jewish rabbi.
Stage this. He fucking staged this to get his goddamn ballroom, and he's not even hiding it. Just watch.
I didn't want to say this, but this is why we have to have all of the attributes of what we're planning at the White House. It's actually... a larger room, and it's much more secure. It's drone-proof. It's bulletproof glass. We did the ballroom. That's
Normies
why Secret Service... That's...
Did you see the girl on Fox News saying it was pre-planned? Then the news station cut her off saying she, end quote, lost connection, end quote. Whole thing is suspicious as usual.
Scully, if you can...
I can link the clip in chat if you'd like to go over it.
Yeah, I would.
White power O slash.
Yeah, white power. Let me just play these other clips, and if it doesn't pop up, just tag me in the chat, right? Yeah, I don't know who this chick is. Does anyone know who this broad is? She looks like she's got a massive following. Okay, let's see.
That's why the military are demanding it.
And honestly, this makes what Caroline Leavitt was saying before the event even more fucking damning. She fucking knew.
This right
is
here.
Ready to rumble. Ah. I will tell you, this speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight.
Some shots fired tonight. Okay, some predicted programming to make you think that you're fucking crazy, that they're doing this fucking Kabbalah witchcraft in your fucking face. So I don't know. Listen, you know, is this what you're referring to, Scully Bugs? Is this the clip you're talking about?
Tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired
right,
tonight.
Scully,
in the room.
Second,
look, if you're still questioning this man just went to like a back room after shots were fired. He left Melania under a table. He left Caroline Leavitt, who's like 9 months pregnant, under a table, and he was just like rushed off there, not off the grounds, like as though they knew everything else was secure. Then he comes.
All right, so we're just gonna move on. Listen to a few other ones.
With literal.
All right, now I don't know who this. She seems like she's some part Beaner chick here. She's spot on a lot of this what she's saying here, but this is where Christ brain, you know, gets dangerous. Okay, so what I'm gonna say is I agree with a lot of what she's saying here. Okay, and then she starts going into the weeds with Jesus. So let's take a look.
Y'all, I believe those videos about the tree moving in the guy's yard more than I believe this. This was just as real as this was, which is just as real as this was. Did you also know that the same person who took this picture is the same one who took this picture? Say it with me now. The world is a stage. We are watching a literal movie with literal actors.
Okay, wait a second. So is this confirmed? The same photographer? Let's see. The same photographer on all these?
This was, which is just as real as this was.
Wow.
Did you also know that the same person who took this picture is the same one who took this picture? Say it with me now. The world is a stage.
I am 100% on board with that. The world is a stage. What we're seeing here is completely scripted, and we're following the Hebrew script of the Bible, most importantly.
Watching a literal movie with literal actors with a literal script. This is your friendly reminder that if it is on the news, it is fake. It is scripted. It is a part of a narrative.
100%.
I personally don't even believe that the majority of these people are even real. I think their pictures are AI. I think their videos are AI because they are setting the stage.
It's not far from a stretch, man, for, you know, the AI that the Jews have compared to the AI that they're letting us play with and make little thumbnails and shit. Night and day difference. It's not far of a stretch, in my opinion. Could be.
Laying the foundation, they are pushing a narrative. Everything that we are watching, all of this is a part of a narrative. It is scripted because they are laying the foundation for the deception that is coming, for the alien UFO deception, for eventually...
Okay, so I actually agree with this. I actually agree with this. All right, now, you guys want to get weird. Press one if you want to get weird, or two if you don't. Are we going to get weird for this? Can we get weird? Can we get weird? I don't even have the weird button anymore.
You got a problem with Jesus, bro?
Let's just get weird for a second. All right, we're going to get weird for a second. Got a couple possibilities here, okay? There's possibilities that Jews control the world, and there's a possibility that there's some other group of, I'd say, shape-shifting lizard people control the Jews. Could be possible. Could be possible. A lot of sci-fi has been pumped into our brains to make us think about aliens and stuff like that. Now, the whole thing of an alien, let's say aliens come down, all right? Let's say aliens come down. Now, I get weird, man. I really do watch a lot of stuff that's kind of like out there, right? I find it fascinating. I don't agree with all of it, but I'm just saying here are some possibilities here. There could be, let's say there are, I don't necessarily want to go there with this, but let's get weird. Like I said, all right, we're going to stick with it. Conviction. All right. Let's say there's reptilians that are fucking controlling these fucking Jews. Right. And whatever. They're farming us in some fucking weird way. I know this is getting a little bit out there. Right.
If you want to see aliens, just visit your local Martin Luther King Boulevard.
That's right. I mean, it's not far from a stretch. So anyhow, the PSYOP is to make you think that the aliens are coming here. Okay. And who knows what they do. Maybe they save us from AI robots. I think I might have said this to you guys before. But the PSYOP is, if it is an alien thing, if aliens do come down, the aliens have been here the whole time. Okay. They're not going to come down. So if we do have an alien, invasion, they've been here. They've been controlling this thing the entire fucking time. All right. So that's the option there. Okay. So, and let's remove the whole alien thing here. There is the Jesus thing here. So if Jesus comes down, all right. So we got two possibilities of some major psyops. Okay. One, the Jesus Project Bluebeam. Two, alien invasion, but aliens have been here. So, what is more likely to happen in the poll? Is it more likely to be a Jesus deception with Bluebeam, or is it going to be an alien invasion? Okay, I want to put that in the poll here. Or three, if you don't think it's going to be either of those, let's get in there. Come on, I want to see. Put it up in the poll. We got the poll. Let's do it. I'm. Man, if they do the fucking alien shit, bro, I would be surprised. I would say that more than likely, my vote's gonna go with, I'm gonna go with Jesus, man. I'd say Project Bluebeam Jesus. I think everyone's kind of on board with that. Or they could do both. They could do both. No. All right, so I think everyone kind of is going with the Project
Shining Bluebeam. Lightning sent $5. Thanks, for both.
Both. Good answer. All right. So we're going with both. All right. All right. So listen, we got a little bit weird here. Let's bring it back if we can. Let's bring it back here. So this is, so I agree with this woman. She's pretty spot on. And then this is where, towards the end of this video, this is where I start to go, oh God, Jesus brain.
Essentially, the deception, the lie of the Antichrist that human beings can be God, that we can ascend, that we can achieve godhood. We even talked about how some of these ultra-terrestrials or these otherworldly entities are us in the future, and they're going to come back in order to warn us about some future apocalyptic events. And this is also something that a lot of other New Agers are also talking about, that if we have a visitation from otherworldly entities, that it's possibly us in the future, and they're going to come back and teach us how to ascend so we can change the end times timeline. That will be the great deception. That will be the lie of the Antichrist. That will be Satan taking this world full circle right back to the Garden of Eden. Ye shall.
Okay, so here we go. All right, so we start off pretty good information, and then here we go. It goes into the Hebrew Bible slot.
Be as gods. So what are they doing right now? They are laying the foundation. They are setting the stage. They are building the tension. They are making the world think that all of these scientists who are, have been together on this secret project are all going missing. And there's a reason for that, that there's knowledge that they had that they don't want the world to know about, that our government is hiding from us. I've just been so frustrated because I thought we all learned our lesson. I thought we all learned that this is propaganda. I thought we all learned that everything that this pushes out,
to a certain extent,
that mainstream media, that the news pushes out, is propaganda, that it is fake. It is a part of a narrative. It is not real. We are literally living in the Truman Show, and it feels like 99% of people still don't see that. Now, while all of that is going on, we also have them making Christianity and also religion look like a...
Okay, now, this is... Okay, this is Christ Brand right here. So, 230, bump it up here. Listen to how she... Listen to how she talks about Christianity right here. This is wild.
Like 99% of people still don't see that. Now, while all of that is going on, we also have them making Christianity and also religion look like a complete joke.
It
we
is.
Have Russell Brand coming out with a book, How to Become a Christian in
That's
7
true.
Days, and this
That's
fool
true.
Is promoting it. They're also merging That's Christianity true. Into religion, which it
Christianity
is not.
Is religion.
Christianity is not religion.
Yes,
Christianity
is
a simple relationship.
Oh, okay.
But
cool.
That's what they're doing. They're merging it all together. And they're making it all look like a complete joke, an embarrassment. And why are they doing that? Because they soon need to promote their New Age beliefs, their Christ consciousness beliefs. That will be a part of the hidden knowledge. That's why this foundation is being laid. Because the hidden knowledge, the truth that has been hidden from humanity, is that we can ascend, that we can achieve godhood, that we all have Christ consciousness within us, and we just need to be...
Oh, I don't know if the Christians are going to like that. You know, you believe that you're your own God? I don't know if it, I don't know, man. I don't think you're a real Christian. I'm gonna call it out right here. I'm gonna call it out. I don't think. Listen, I really don't think you are a real Christian. You are not a real Christian. Did you just say that we could be our own gods? Is anyone else picking up on this? That sounds super satanic right now. Very satanic. Might add. All right, we're moving on.
Taught how to achieve it, how to tap into it. But that's not all that's going on. We also have an upcoming 4-day Pride Festival, the largest ever in the Middle East, by the way, that will be taking place, guess where?
Oh, she said
in
against
the exact
it?
Location.
Oh, well, thanks for calling me a dummy, Joey. Why don't you get, you know what, Joey? I love you a lot, man. I'm going to actually give you a poop badge for that. Call me a dummy. Why don't you just say you heard that wrong, bud? You had to call me a dummy, bro? Is that what you had to do, bro? Had to call me a dummy, dude? How long have I known you, bro? Really, that level of respect just dropped? What's going on here, man? I thought you appreciate when I get weird on the show. And now you call me a dummy? All right, next time, Joey. Next time. I see you. Wrestling match. I don't know if you guys... Maybe I should play Joey and I's wrestling match. Joey, should I play everyone our wrestling match? When I took you down? Do you want to... Should I play that for everyone? 600 people want to see me fucking take down Joey? I mean, I could just drop that right now, bro. I should play it. Yeah, dude, I was fucking throwing Joe fucking across the room like fucking just fucking Ultimate Warrior, fucking slamming him. Fucking, he's like, oh no, tap bro. Yeah, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? Ah, that's what I thought there. Yeah, call me dummy. All right, here we go.
As Sodom and Gomorrah, this is nothing more than them mocking God. And guess what? God will not be mocked. We are in the last second of the last days.
You know,
the Bible
wrestle?
Says that no man knows the day or hour. Of course, no man knows the day or hour, but we are expected to know the season. And y'all, we are in it. This is Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0. You know, people out there who don't think that we're in the last days, you know, they laugh and they mock, even Christians, them in the church. They just refuse to believe that we are in the last days. And I just don't know what else, you know, they just don't have eyes to see. This is literally Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0.
Okay, how many times do you want to say it, Mina?
Man mocking God. And
Let's
the
go.
Wrath of God is about to be
Next
poured
clip.
Out because God
Next
is done.
Clip.
God is about
Shut
to
up,
judge
Beaner.
Sin. He is about to judge the unrepentant.
Judge.
He is
off.
Sick and tired of this rebellious world. Y'all, we are so close to the return of Jesus that we are watching in real time the stage being set for the great deception, the final rebellion of Satan, the lie of the Antichrist. The foundation is being laid for that deception, and we get to watch it in real time. We are that close. If you are blood bought, if you are born again, if
wait, does anyone have the David Wilcock losing his mind? Bro, I used to watch okay, speaking of fucking New Age, bro. Did anyone see does anyone have that highlight of David Wilcock, bro? He's, bro, This guy's so fucking sensitive, bro. Oh my god. Does anyone have this clip? I had it somewhere and I fucking misplaced it. It's the most funniest thing.
Shining Lightning sent $5. Thanks, if there is any god that is within us, he is Votan, and Hitler's spirit rising from the grave.
Yeah! White power. Thank you very much. Does anyone have this clip of, like, he's literally having a meltdown. Like, it's just, like, clip after clip of this guy, like, crying. Like, David Wilcock. They've got him on. I don't know what's going on, man. We got to check his T levels. We're going to have to go check out this. I mean, even Tucker Carlson.
BB.
I need my, listen, my sound bite's better than Tucker Carlson himself. Let's compare sound bites here for a second. Okay, got this one.
BB.
Or BB. Who's better?
BB.
BB. Who's got the better BB? I think I'm dunking on Tucker Carlson. I think I'm knocking out the park. I think he's close.
BB.
All right, here we go. See, it's got, this sign-up is so bad that even Tucker Carlson's on it.
Was this just a coincidence or another staged incident?
Each tonight will be classic. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the road.
Listen to this guy laugh. Oh, my God. He's like, shots fired? You're kind of smelling beans here.
There will be some shots fired tonight in the road.
Hours before the chaos, Caroline Leavitt told America to watch tonight because Donald Trump would bring the heat and there would be shots fired. Then suddenly, real shots were fired near the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Shots fired. The Secret Service rushes in and they let Trump continue to sit there. And now they're going to resume the White House Correspondents' Dinner and Trump still plans to deliver a speech. I'm not saying this was staged to boost Trump's tanking approval numbers, but it certainly looks odd. Trump was rushed out. Guests hid under tables. Secret Service swarmed the room. So the question everyone is asking now, how did they know? Was shots fired just political slang or a chilling phrase that aged horribly within hours? Americans deserve transparency. If this was a real attack, security failures must be exposed. If it was political theater, that would be one of the biggest manipulations in modern history. Until the full truth comes out, millions will keep asking the same question, coincidence or calculated?
BB.
BB. All right, guys, we're going to get weird for a second. Okay, we're just going to take a... Hopefully you guys are here for long haul. One, if you're still here for long haul, two, you got other things to do. I'm having a good time with you guys. Nice and casual on a Sunday, kicking back, having a good time, laughing at these fucking clowns, not sucked into normie land. And then, you know, it always makes me feel better when I see David Wilcock, who had me fooled about Gaia. And I don't know if you guys saw his – did Press 1 if you ever watched David Wilcock on Gaia? And listen, man, I know it's embarrassing. Go ahead. Just say you did. I did. This is before I got hip to the Jews and stuff like that. I was like, oh, bro, the Greys and the Palladians. And I was like getting all fucking weird. I was like, dude, I want to meet an alien so bad. And that's when they had the other Jewish guy. He had his own show on there. And I was like, oh, man, I got to meet up with this guy. And we got to go. I want to go fucking alien hunting, bro. Who's the fucking Jewish guy on roids? The guy that looks like a literal fucking lizard that's running the alien project? What's it? Greer. Stephen Greer. Is it Stephen Greer? Stephen Greer, I think, is his name. Yeah, he's part of this network here. Take a look at David Wilcock. Poor guy, man. Something's happening here.
Honest to God.
Dude, look at his forehead.
This is true, folks. People, you need to stop the shit.
People tease me about my forehead, bro. I know he's a gay cock, bro. I'm saying, look at this guy's forehead, though.
Some things I don't mind talking about. I don't like talking about
this. Bro, this guy's got a giant fucking...
What the hell are you doing, dude? You're going to lose. You're not going to win. It's inevitable. We already know because the future timeline is fixed. This particular timeline that we're on leads to your defeat. There is no getting around that. You are not being in integrity. But you don't care. But if you don't do this... We are screwed, man. You think this is all natural? You think nobody's coordinating any of this stuff?
He killed himself?
You think I want to talk about this? You think I want to be up here on this fucking camera talking about this shit?
Bro, that's what you got an editor for. Cut that out.
Sorry. Why was I waking up under hypnosis?
Why is your forehead so big?
Why was I walking out the door of my house in the middle of the night hundreds of times as a child? and I couldn't remember where I was going.
This bro's got Somalian for it.
And at the end of the thing, they just make me walk back to where I was, and then the memory is lost.
Bro, so sensitive, man.
And I don't remember what happened, but now I do. Now I do.
Oh, man.
Right? There's a resurrection
bro,
there.
Bro, look at this.
And he comes up and he holds out.
Well, I thought he was throwing a Roman at me. I was like, whoa, do you see that, dude? Do you think he was throwing a Roman at you? I was like, whoa, holy shit, this guy's got a perm. Look at his hair right now, dude. Who's his stylist? He needs to fire that stylist.
There's a resurrection there. And he comes up and he holds out his hand like this. And Agent Smith shoots at him.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we're talking about The Matrix, bro. It's okay. Don't cry. That's okay, dude. It's just Keanu Reeves.
And all the bullets come down.
Movie. It's okay.
And that moment was very powerful. You know, the villain Agent Smith is very, very powerful. So that moment where the hero is able to transcend death.
He carries his cross on his forehead.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, bro. Take a deep breath. It's all right. That's all right, man. Let it out. Okay. All right, David Wilcock, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, he might have killed himself. I'm not sure if this is real or not. Yeah, that would be sad if he did. I'd be kind of bummed out. All right, because he is he's kind of funny to watch. Let's see. All right, we're moving on here. We're just grazing now. Oh, so this is the guy I was telling you. This Groyper guy. I was talking about this. I'm gonna play this clip for you guys and. This is like, I guess he's pretty big in Utah, this guy here. His name is Kai Schwimmer. Has anyone ever heard of Kai Schwimmer? He's a big-time Groyper, well-dressed, well-spoken, huge fucking Christ cuck. Total faggot. Okay, we're going to play a clip of this guy here.
It always seems like in the news there is bad news. We seem to be called angry, spiteful, that we hate because we've been ignored. That we are driven out of an animosity, and this is why we have such radical and outside of the mainstream opinions. And I'm here to tell you that although it is true that there are opinions and concerns of ours that have been ignored,
gotta make it clear,
and that we are now speaking up about,
yes.
It could not be further from the truth.
Oh, wait, did he just say, look at it, look, it's like if...
About. It could not be further from the truth that we are animated or motivated by spite and hate.
Okay. That's all you have to do. This is how you beat a Christian. How do you beat a Christian? You just tell them they're full of hate, dude. And that's it. Listen, if you just tell a Christian, hey, man, something's up with you, bro. Are you even a real Christian? I don't know, man. It just seems like you're full of hate. And they're like, you know what I mean? Like, they just break down, dude. They break down. They're like, did you just say that I was full of hate, man? Did you just say that I don't have Jesus in my life, bro? Are you trying to say I'm like not a real Christian? Yeah, man. I mean, you just sound like, I don't know, whatever you're trying to say, it just sounds like you're full of hate. I'm not full of hate. I believe in Jesus Christ and I'm a sinner, but I'm not full of hate, right? Like, this is all you have to do to defeat a Christian is just tell them that they're hateful. That's it. Okay. They're so driven by mental retardation of morality that all you have to say is that, dude, you're hateful, and everything goes out the window. All the focus of everything, it's like, oh no, I must be Jesus's number one pet, right? So this is the fucking problem here with this fucking goddamn fucking religion here, man, is we got young, bright, white men, okay, worried about being called hateful while being replaced by people that fucking hate us. Is a problem.
This is an absolute lie. We are not here to have our existence, the existence of the United States of America, depend on others. We are here to make that nation, to perpetuate it, and to truly bring it into a golden age. And when you ask, well, what is an American? The answer is usually something along the lines of, well, it's somebody with a social security number.
Hey, now's your chance to mention white people. Let's take some bets. Does he mention white people? Press 1 if he's gonna actually have the balls, the testicular fortitude to stand up for white people. I don't know. He's pushing the envelope, guys. He doesn't want to be hateful. All right, let's see.
Jesus Christ!
Well, I would ask, does that make everybody in the rest of the world an undocumented American? Are they just eight numbers away from becoming an American? Or is it something deeper? Is it a history? Is it a culture? Is it a language? Are they values? Is it a vision? You should aspire to be greater, that you should let your mind soar, that you are made for more than carnal pleasures, that you are more than an economic cog in a machine, that a nation is more than an economic zone. And as soon as we understand all of those parts, we will happily see the reason that thousands, hundreds of pioneers died trying to make Utah the state that it is today. If we want Utah, and if we want Utah to be great, Utah, we must be willing to fight, and we must be willing to call it exceptional.
Yeah, listen, and you're just a fucking loser, kid. You're just a fucking loser. You're a spineless coward. Okay, because you've been indoctrinated by this fucking Jewish rabbi to not stand up for your own people and not be deemed hateful or racist, okay? Because you know your whole social life is going to go down the tubes in your fucking Mormon society in Utah. That's just the truth, okay? That's the fucking truth, and that's what we're up against, okay? We've got our young, bright, white men turning into the absolute biggest cowards for cucking for Christ. Now, we're going to jump over this clip here, then I'm going to play Frojack, okay? I'm going to play some of their debate here. After that, okay, so let's take a look at this clip here. One, if you guys are still here for long haul. Two, if you got other things to do, you have a perfect opportunity to mention white people. What do? You fucking shit the bed, nigger. You fucking shit the bed, all right? Because you are rabbi first, not race first, and you're being a good little fucking Jewish slave. A little kike slave, are you? That's what you are, a little kike slave, bitch, are you?
I want to just quickly tell you, I was sitting next to Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary's husband. He was one of our guests. He was seated right next to me. And, you know, right as the dinner was starting, you know, the national anthem happened. And then he kind of leaned over and said, you know, I watched you on TV. You did a great job. You need to be very safe. And he was just very serious when he said that to me. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, you know, there are some...
Uh-oh. Cut the mic. The kikes cut the mic. Uh-oh. Holy shit, Fox News just cut off one of their reporters as they seemed to indicate shooting was pre-planned. Who was she standing? She was talking to Leavitt's husband? I mean, let's go back here. Let's hear that one more time.
I want to just quickly tell you, I was sitting next to Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary's husband.
Mm-hmm.
One of our guests. He was seated right next to me. And, you know, right as the dinner was starting, you know, the national anthem happened. And then
Uh-oh.
He kind of leaned over and said, you know, I watched you on TV. You did a great job. You need to be very safe. And he was just very serious when he said that to me. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, you know, there are some...
And there we go. And how do you cover for that? Oh, we must have lost you.
Sounds like we lost Aisha's phone there. And this happens, by the way, especially when you have so many people attempting to utilize the same cell service
uh-huh.
at the same time. I did want to add this. While we had a moment, I was just...
Oops. All right, guys. So for those of you who think this is real, hopefully I... have put together enough of a string of clips here to make you think otherwise. Okay? This is all staged. Everything that you see on that Talmud vision is staged. Okay? So, I don't know how many of you guys were buying into this bullshit, but it is all bullshit. Okay? And I believe that the Trump assassination was bullshit with the Secret Service letting Trump put his hand
up. There's no room for the Jewish population.
It's fucking clown world, man.
Will not replace us.
Sorry if you're buying it.
Check out this clip, HTTPS, just fucking with you.
Oh.
White fucking power, brother.
Thank you, dude. That was actually a good troll, man. That was a good troll. All right, we're going to get to Frojack, all right? We're going to play this clip here. I thought, like I said, that like I told you guys earlier, I don't know if you guys have checked their stuff out, but I think it's great content. I think it's amazing content. Big W for Frojacks. This is some good stuff. So I'm kind of excited to go on their show. That's really awesome. I don't really get to go on shows too often. It's cool that I got on Jake Shields' show. But again, like I said, the whole YouTube censorship, my video was getting a lot of traction on YouTube, and I didn't even say anything you know, hateful at all. And boom, taken down, right? Taken down. And it's still on Rumble. It's still got some views. But, you know, I was, like, just kind of comparing and seeing, like, you know, if people – if I can get more people over the show, right? I need to get more normies over here because, you know, that's the pipeline. Like, and this is the kind of pipeline I'm cool with. I'm not cool with the Nick Fuentes pipeline, okay? I'm cool with these guys' pipeline, okay? I like what these guys are doing, okay? I think what they're doing is the way – the kind of pipeline where we want white people to look at white identity – a pro-white sphere, a pro-white angle, and just kind of like get rid of this stupid fucking Christian angle of things, right? So I want to play this, and we're going to play this clip. It's going to be 12 minutes, okay? I believe this is like really good work right here. So I want to play it for you guys. They're playing, they're up against a Marxist 90 IQ nigger here, and we're going to take a look at it. So hopefully you guys stick around.
Let's about the existence of systemic oppression. First off, if I can preamble just a tiny bit, it feels like what I've experienced in a lot of situations is that people are indeed pretty civil until they start getting challenged, and then that disappears. Let's see if you guys can break that, because that's been my streak.
Well, that's never happened for us. It's always the other way around. So
that's beautiful. Then we should be able to have a great conversation where the ideas are actually at the forefront. So for one, I want to argue about the idea that like systemic oppression, systemic racism exists in 2026. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes. It depends.
It exists against white people.
It also depends on how you define it. But well, before we start, though, are we going?
No, you can go first. You can go first.
Okay.
No,
both of you.
I just chimed in right away. I don't want to overtalk or anything. But yeah, I personally believe that systemic racism exists against white people, if anything.
Sure. Does it exist against black people? Does anti-black systemic racism exist?
No, not systemically.
Okay. So then to define systemic racism, I would say any system that exists that like through policy or action,
we're not
that,
watching the entire thing, just give you a little sneak peek,
interferes with the progress and development of a given people, right? Of sure. A given race. And so I would say that there's plenty of anti-black systemic racism in this country today. Obviously we know, Mike, when it comes to things like an obvious one would be like sentencing,
we need more of these debates,
right?
Like
where
this
the prison industrial complex was literally developed specifically to harm black people. Do you not see that there's like a disparity in sentencing? For black people.
There's a disparity because black people commit more violent crime per by a huge disparity. Nigger. And I'm sure that the legal system as well as police officers have a bias, because if you're dealing with a certain type of population that has a higher tendency to committing a certain type of crime, you're going to develop a bias over time because it's a matter of simple pattern recognition.
Okay, so then when you say, like, if we say on an average, like for first-time offenders, despite like the idea that black people commit more crime, on average, first time offenders for the same type of crime should receive the same sentence, right?
It would be circumstantial, I would say. Like, what is the context?
In principle, yeah, sure. But you're like saying that's not what happens.
Like you're saying for each person, it's exactly the same.
I'm saying where they have like yeah, similar circumstances, first time offenders, no black criminal sir. History, same crime, then they should sure. receive the same sentence.
Ideally, the legal principle would hold that each person is entitled to a fair trial. But you also have to put it into a deeper context, which is that to even have the right to a fair trial, a black person has to have the privilege of living in a first world nation in the first place. Exactly. And so
that we built. But that's a whole other. That's a non sequitur.
Black people did not build America. Are we really going there? Come on.
Sure. We can deal with that afterwards. That's a non sequitur for now. But when it comes to you're saying that they should have a fair trial, right? Like ignoring all of the other nonsense, like the fact of the matter is then their sentences should be the same if they're having a fair trial. Why does that disparity exist for first time offenders with similar circumstances?
Because black people have a higher tendency towards violent crime, and so there's a bias there. I already said that.
So then that bias would result in a systemic injustice, right?
True. There's systemic injustices against everybody. That's not really what my quarrel is.
He is really trying.
So then that would be systemic racism. So you do agree then that systemic racism exists?
I think systemic oppression exists against everybody everywhere. But once again, that's not what my quarrel is.
Okay. So, all right. I just, because originally you said you didn't think it existed, or you said it only existed against white people.
Well, I said it depends on how you define it.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry. There's two different people. Your brother said that he believed it didn't exist against white people, but according to your
He said there's more against white people, which there definitely is.
That's not what he said. He said it didn't. He said he believed it existed against white people. But I'm willing to update if you want to change that stance. So you do agree then that systemic oppression does exist against black people? Both of you do?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you originally did say that it exists against white people.
Yes, it definitely does exist against white people. Does it exist against black people? I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Well, so your brother here at least clarified that he agrees that it does exist against black people if you're following the conversation. So, okay. So
Are you saying I'm agreeing or he's agreeing?
Your brother agreed. I'm okay. I'm the name. Jackson agreed that systemic racism
my contention with that, it's more about the framing. It's framed as if that's an experience that is exclusive to black people. Black people experience less systemic oppression because they get to live in a white country. That's the overall point that a lot of black people
shining lightning
fail to recognize most
of
the time.
White brains versus one bigger mouth.
Yeah, this is they're gonna mop him up here. This guy right here, like, just destroys him pretty good here. You know, take a look.
Having the ability to have that disparity in terms of first-time offenders is because you get to live in a Western country in the first place.
I love
you
how
could have been born
song.
In a country of your own ancestors. So that's a bit of
a lot of systemic oppression over there.
Yeah, got you. Bunch of non sequiturs that I'm not really going to engage with for this conversation. But yeah, when you look at
you can say it's a non sequitur, but it's perfectly relevant here.
Sure, I disagree. But it's if systemic racism does exist against black people in the prison system, does it also exist within the housing system? Would you say?
I mean, be more specific. In what way? Like redlining and stuff like that?
Sure, redlining, reverse redlining, the ongoing disparities in home ownership because
redlining.
Racism within loaning?
Redlining existed because black people are less reliable in paying back loans. That's been well documented. That's not oppression. That's just people protecting their own financial bottom line because black people are less responsible on average.
Boom. That's crazy. So the way you're phrasing that makes me believe that you don't really understand what redlining is. Can you explain to me what the system of redlining specifically was?
If you're talking about the housing market, it's the process of applying for a loan to pay for like mortgages and things like that. And there were certain banks in certain areas that would geographically map out more urban areas that had high density populations of black people that discriminated against them. They didn't explicitly say it was a racial thing, but everybody knows that it was because they had a higher population of black people who were applying for financial assistance. But I already gave the answer. Black people are less reliable. It's
flawless response.
It's true.
All right. So I figured that you had a fundamental misunderstanding of what redlining was. If you don't mind me, let me educate you really quickly. So what redlining actually
was? Thing. Oh, goodness.
This is
insufferable, bro. This really – listen, man. You're the one who approached us, and you stated that you wanted a good faith debate, right? It's like this whole like passive-aggressive thing. It's so – it's boring.
Good call.
It's boring. It's like exactly let's drop the whole act thing, the Marquette, Devon Burton – or whatever that is. I don't know what that is.
And they stay like, cool.
We're here. We're just... Okay. All right.
They stay cool as
yeah, so
as you were. Please educate us, kind sir.
Yeah.
Redlining is a discriminatory, illegal practice where lenders systematically deny mortgages.
This is exactly what it is. Hey, mama. Hey, listen. This is my opportunity to educate the white man. This is my opportunity to teach the white man about being oppressed, right? So this is like this nigger's wet dream right here, right? Oh man, I'm finna teach these white boys and shit. Okay, not all niggers are retards.
Insurance and financial services to residents of a specific neighborhood, typically based on race or ethnicity. I mean, is that not what I just said?
That's exactly
what sure. So said. If you could let me respond.
Let him
so
educate what, you, not you. Let yeah, him course. Educate you.
Go ahead.
Of course I will. I'm really good at that. So what redlining actually was, it wasn't the banks that were refusing these loans. It was actually the government that was refusing these loans. You see, the government was doing something because of the depression that happened at the time, and they formed something called the HLOC, Home Loaners Owners Corporation. And that whole point, a Home Loans Owners Corporation, that whole point was to create and insure loans so that people could buy property, because banks had gotten very tight because of the amount of foreclosures that were happening predominantly from Caucasians. And so when they created this program specifically with the idea that, hey, we'll insure loans to make sure that you continue to lend so that we can actually buy properties, during that time, the government was the one that created those lines and decided where they would loan and which properties would receive these loans and who they would insure. Because the government wasn't loaning the money directly. The government was just insuring the bank loans. And the government specifically said, we will not be loaning to Black people whatsoever, regardless for income, regardless for, you know, any other factors. And so we see that those things impacted Black home ownership. And then you see the continuum, which is why I said redlining and reverse redlining, because then we had an inverse wherein, you know, prior to 2009, there were all of these loans that were happening where they were loaning specifically to Black people these really, really bad loan terms. And the loan terms were regardless of income, credit score, then they just were intentionally giving black people subprime loans. So then that's still ongoing discrimination and which I would consider systemic oppression within the housing market. So now that's racism within the housing market as well as in the prison industrial complex. And we can keep going. It exists in a lot of places.
So, we're gotta go one step at a time, right? I mean, you're saying I don't understand what redlining is because I didn't include the fact that the government was also involved, but the banking system is completely intertwined with the government. So it's a distinction without a difference. Regardless, what is the overall point here that the government or the banking system or whatever you want to call it, the American institutional class, discriminated against Black people on the basis of race? And what? Is that just the main? Is that the grievance here?
And continues to. So then one of my primary things is I advocate for reparations. It's something that I believe that is owed to my people. And I believe that it's something that would be just. And I don't think that there's any rational, valid arguments against it. And so when you start encountering what I find is that a lot of times what drives the opposition towards reparations are both two things. It's one, racism, and then two, it's ignorance. Because there was a very clear distinction when we're talking about redlining, because specifically, redlining was not the banks doing it. Saying that they're intertwined, sure, you can say that there was some sort of intertwining, but the fact of the matter is, the person who drew those lines was the government. The person who specifically said
Shining
that they would not lend to Black people.
Nature gave niggers sickle cell because she knew they would waste oxygen with mowing.
Listen, I love this content. Like, you know, I'm pretty outspoken, entertaining. I like these guys. Like, I say this with all due respect. Seems like they really have a dry delivery that's really – I dig it. And I like the way that they're keeping their cool. Like, I, you know, applause. You know, I'd probably be, you know, losing it on this nigger for sure. But definitely normie friendly. This is really good stuff. I really like it. I think this is can reach the normies on a huge scale, you know. You're saying Mike,
you want to try to get into my computer and plant child porn in there? Go for it.
Systemic racism is a joke. Matter cannot occupy the same space. That is why you have a country you can go to if you want to grow. Whites, they can't physically take your stuff, but they can talk you out of it,
right? This is you know, we're going to let it rip for a little bit because I just think he does a great job here. All right, we're going to get it going here. We're going to finish this off here. And I think this is just about to the timestamp I was going to get to here. Maybe a little bit longer. I think I have it noted, but yeah, this is going to go a little bit longer. There's a part where it's like drop the mic. You're saying my mic is low? Is that what you're saying? Is my mic low? Speak up, yes or no. My mic is low right now. Oh, you really want me to? All right. Fucking crank this fucker. I can't do it right now. Okay. Well, listen, I'll speak a little bit louder, okay? Okay. Well, fuck, man. Hold on. We're in the middle of this goddamn clip here. Give me 1 second. Microphone, Scarlett, okay, oh, son of a bitch, you motherfuckers, let's see, let's go plus, okay, gain, here we go, all right, are you guys ready, test, is that better for you, is that better for you? I don't want to crank it too loud. Well, I need the clip loud. Okay, better? We're going to stick with that. Okay, cool. All right.
people was the government. The banks did loan to black people prior to the redlining, and they just never gave them any of the FHA loans during that time. There were no federally backed, federally insured loans that they issued to black people because the government directly forbade them from doing so, whereas the banks had lended to black people prior to that. So that's why I would say that it was the government and not the banks.
I mean, once again, it's a distinction without a difference. All of this traces back to the Federal Reserve. The two are so deeply entrenched with one another. That's, it's kind of, it becomes like a semantic argument after a certain point. Okay, so that's your interpretation of redlining. And so on that basis, your argument is that black Americans are entitled to reparations, to which I would say black Americans have already received reparations multiple times over by virtue of getting to live, breathe, and exist in a first world Western nation. Number two, we've had decades of affirmative action. We've had DEI, they are per capita overrepresented as recipients of government assistance, SNAP benefits, EBT, welfare. They get favorable representation in the media, news, I mean, everything. You can go down the list in every single corner, and it's like pro-black. Well, so I think it's time for us to go our separate ways. The reparations argument is so played out. Black people say we've been, you know, discriminated against for 400 years, going back to the 1619 Project. And 400 years from now, nothing changes. They'll be giving 800-year grievances. It's a never-ending list of grievances that people, frankly, don't really want to hear about anymore. We can sit down and relitigate endlessly and tediously this endless goalpost shifting of all the black complaints. But, I mean, this reparations argument, I don't think anybody's going to go for it. Nobody actually believes that black people are entitled to that. They've already been given that. We fought a civil war where white men got their limbs blown off by cannon fire to even allow you to have the right to freedom of speech to even speak to me in this moment. And so it's in
fucking boom. Right there. Right there. I was like, boom. Smack that fucking nigger down right there. That right there. I'm going to rewind that. Mic drop moment. Fucking stupid nigger. You're lucky you're able to speak to us and not get fucking your head blown off. You ungrateful pieces of shit.
I don't think anybody's going to go for it. Nobody actually believes that black people are entitled to that. They've already been given that. We fought a civil war where white men got their limbs blown off by cannon fire to even allow you to have the right to freedom of speech to even speak to me in this moment. And so it's important for us, if we're talking about history, to provide an argument on the basis of reparations. It's important for us to provide history about what white people have also done for black people, which has been monumental. Once again, your entire ability to even have this conversation is contingent upon the Bill of Rights, which white people created. Once again, you could be having this experience in a country of your own ancestors, and it wouldn't be as, let's say, altruistic.
Well, sure. So this country, awesome. I mean, I guess we can kind of go there now. Awesome. First off, let me just address one of the things you said. DEI and affirmative action largely benefits white people. So the largest recipient of specifically women and white gay men. So specifically the largest race that so the largest race that received DEI benefits and affirmative action were Caucasians. So then if we're going to try to sit there and make the argument that black people are overrepresented within these things, and then now that you find out that it's white people that are overrepresented, then that means
it's not, you can break down college
I thought you were being civil. I let you go on and on and on, and now you're interrupting me. So I feel like I got you. It is true. So it's factually accurate, and you can look up any study will prove it, that the largest beneficiaries of affirmative action were white women. And then so they represent the majority of affirmative action benefits. Same for DEI. So ultimately, even though these things were originally created specifically to address anti-black racism, white people still found a way of appropriating that as they do everything else. So then that point, I think, completely falls flat. Now, the next thing is that when you talk about we have the benefit of living in this white country, I mean, without a doubt, the largest things that generated our GDP in the United States of America was cotton. It was cotton, and it was agriculture, and it was export, and that was done off of the backs of black people. So then we are largely responsible for the economy being what it is, which is why we make the statement that we built this country, because without the existence of that slave labor, then the country would not be what it is today.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't really address any of the other points that I made about black people benefiting from existing in a white society. Once again, the whole cotton picking thing is played out. First of all, picking cotton isn't hard. If white people had a crystal ball and they could peek into the future and see the downstream consequences of keeping black people in the country after emancipation, they would have said, well, we should probably just end up enslaving the Irish ones instead. Second of all, black people practiced slavery longer and more brutally in the continent of Africa before the white colonials ever set foot there. How come they never built America?
Ooh,
okay, you can say that black people contributed to the labor force, which was slavery,
$5 buildings aren't made of cotton, nigger.
Right? Exactly. Where's your two-story cotton building in Africa, nigger? Right? Just show me the two-story mud hut, please. Can we get the two-story mud hut?
But it took white ingenuity to even set up a system for that to exist in the first place. Black people always want to say, we were slaves. Well, you were also slaves back in your homeland, and you guys never built an empire matching America back there.
Exactly.
Why do you think that is? The missing ingredient to the recipe is white European ingenuity. And on the DEI thing, okay, let's say that I grant that overall Caucasians have benefited more from those programs, and I'm willing to grant that. Still, we're not addressing the other points, but if we're talking about that one specifically, you can break down specifically college admissions on the basis of race, and black people have a monumental advantage of getting admitted into positions such as medical school or law school or first responders.
Sidjoy 1488 sent $5. This nigger wants his repowation so he can buy his fried chicken shy 5-5 it.
Yeah, well, listen, they're really pushing hard in California for these reparations.
Pilots, etc. All of these occupations that involve keeping life within their hands. So in other words, if you have a black person or a brown person or even a woman or a gay person who's in a position of a doctor or a first responder, statistically, you have a higher chance of dying because we had to lower the qualifications for those black and brown people to even enter the job market in the first place. So even if white people are overall the top beneficiaries of the system of DEI or affirmative action, it's still true that even having those systems in place in the first place have gotten people killed because we had to change the very criteria for black people to even enter the job market in the first place.
God, man.
I don't ever want you to feel like I'm not addressing your points. It's just if you gish gallop, it's hard for me to remember all of the points that you made. I'm genuinely trying to address every point that you made.
Let's gish gallop 20 times.
Well, because I did address two of the points that you made. I just must not remember what the third one was because I did address your DEI claim. I did address your idea about like us inheriting or us being having the benefit of being in the country. It's just that you tend to go into various places, and so then I can't remember all of them. For example, in this case, you made the point about black slavery being more brutal in Africa, which is just absolutely not true. Chattel slavery was the most barbaric, inhumane version of slavery that existed in the history of the world, and of course was done by you Caucasians. In Africa, there was no chattel slavery. It wasn't that you weren't a person. It was more akin to
this
something like indentured servitude. There's obviously history that clearly details that, not to mention the fact that it was also even modeled again through white Irishmen who were indentured servants but were not slaves. Yes, that there were obvious disparities with indentured servants, but it wasn't the same thing as chattel slavery. It was for a set amount of time. Your children weren't immediately assumed to be indentured servants or slaves. You weren't considered property during that time. You still had rights. You were able to challenge people in court, etc., etc. The dehumanization process that happened under white chattel slavery was significantly more barbaric, inhumane, and severe than any form of slavery that existed. That's one of the points that you made. Then you also said it did.
We're going one point at a time. I have to address the slavery thing.
How do you ask for one point at a time when you made 4 points and then accuse me of ignoring your points? I had to write down notes to address the points that you're making because of the fact that, again, you gish gallop. So that was one of the many points that you made. And this is by definition what a gish gallop is. A gish gallop is making several weak arguments and then none of them actually holding your points. So then
this nigger's got to, you know, burn gish gallop and make sure you know that this nigger knows how to debate. And now he's so damn smart that he's reading Google.
Way someone can't actually address them. And then what you're doing, and no. Right. I'm addressing your gish gallop. I got you. So I'll address the next thing that you said. You mentioned white Europe.
Don't get emotional.
Okay, I'm not emotional. I'm just making sure that I get my turn to speak. You also mentioned white. I got you. I'm trying to, but you're interrupting. You also mentioned white European ingenuity. So that white European ingenuity that you're referring to,
five gish gallops.
We obviously know about all the various black inventions that obviously got usurped by Caucasians because they recognized that obviously they didn't want to do business with black people. people. So there are plenty of examples. I don't need to list them off to you because I'm sure you're aware of most of them, of black people who invented things and then had to partner with the Caucasian in order to get their invention actually and get to, in order for their invention to actually be taken
Someone
seriously in order for it to actually
Ferrari.
Thrive because of the fact that white people were unwilling to do so. But we can talk about some of that white European ingenuity. For example, you guys are really, really responsible for like some of the gynecological developments
Gibbs
that have happened,
galloping.
Right?
And
that
Gibbs
happened
galloping.
Because one of your white European your white European ingenuity found itself.
That's what they do. Nigger,
black
hey, nigger, stop Gibbs galloping.
Any
right
sort
now.
Of you know, without any anesthesia or any of those things, doing barbaric things, evil things to black women, so that you can develop these tools. That was ingenuity. Or your development of vitamins, where white ingenuity saw to itself that we'll go ahead and take on a bunch of children, starve them of all of the vitamins and nutrients that were necessary, and only provide to them very specific versions of those vitamins. So then that way we can start developing an understanding of what vitamins are necessary in order
they
to survive and thrive. That's white ingenuity. Is this white barbarism that determines that sometimes it doesn't have the same care or concern for people such that it is willing to do very subversive and evil things in order to develop things. I would consider that part of your white ingenuity for sure. I mean, and of course, to land, creating the most severe form of slavery that has ever existed in the world.
Land,
yeah, that was
it?
Some ingenuity right there. Y'all are civil
savages. Another question. Am I going to chime in here?
Next topic, you can go. We'll end it here. On the topic of slavery, I mean, I don't even mean this to come across as derogatory, but your breakdown of the history of slavery is just absolutely delusional. This claim that chattel slavery was an activity that was exclusive to European people is the furthest thing from being true. First of all, chattel slavery still exists in the world today, most predominantly in the continent of Africa and Mauritania and varying other parts of Western Africa.
Boom.
So your people have a higher level of practicing chattel slavery today,
Boom.
And it doesn't exist anywhere in Europe or in North America.
Boom.
Second of all, saying that white North American or even European slavery was the most hideous, aggressive, torturous form of slavery, I guess you don't know anything about the Arab slave trade or what the Muslims did to black people or what black people did during the sub-Saharan, the cross-continental slave trade as well. The Berbers, the Muslims, the Moors enslaved sub-Saharan black people, turned them into eunuchs. The Dahomey tribe practiced ritualistic cannibalism and human sacrifice for generations before the Europeans even set foot on the continent of Africa. This is a complete misreading of history. It's anti-white. It's, if you want to use one of the is or isms, it's racist against white people, which is abundantly clear. And then white people were the first ones to make it the purpose of the law to eradicate slavery. As I already said before, we fought a civil war for you and your people to even have the freedom of speech
stupidest
to even speak to me in such a manner in the first place. Something that your people never did. Your people still enslave one another in places like Mauritania today. And then on the question of ingenuity, you can paint it in a super anti-white Marxist way if that's what you want to do, but your very ability speaking English, using American European infrastructure, the internet, the alternating electrical current that keeps your lights on right now, your very ability to even communicate to me in such a disrespectful manner is entirely dependent upon the white ingenuity that you refuse to acknowledge in an authentic way. So you can misread history all you want, but if we're being honest, you know, white people were the first to get rid of slavery in a large scale way. And the white ingenuity that you want to trash and dismiss is the very reason that you and I are even here today in the first place. But we're gonna have to switch topics so that he can jump in here.
All right, you said
check him out, Frojax. He'll be going on the show this week. Woo! What'd you guys think? Finally, I got some other content to check out. I dig it. I'm picky. So, you know, if I'm watching it, that means it's fucking yay. Hey, it's fucking tits. It's good stuff. So, I look forward to going on there, and hopefully they keep doing this work because this is amazing work. And, you know, we got to get the youth, you know, being able to use these talking points more often and normalize this. This is a white pill. Amazing. Yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Did you guys enjoy the show? 1 to 100 on the show tonight. We got CQ Radio coming up next. Yep, we do. Bop, bop, bop. right, you guys enjoyed it? Good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Oh, let's see. They enjoyed the show. That's good. All right. Well, Russell Brand still I'll keep going a little bit longer. Finish off some a little bit more of these clips here. Russell Brand finally found his Bible verse that he's looking for.
Still looking for that passage, actually, from Isaiah. From Piers Morgan. Wait for it. Look, it was marked all along. This is it.
There it is.
When I was on Piers Morgan the other day, I was looking for it. I thought I should find the actual right passage, the exact one that I was looking at when I was sat in the dock in the court. When you, I don't know, maybe you've never been in a dock in a court accused of really heavy stuff. You're in the UK in a Crown Court, you're in a glass box.
Okay, Vic.
And I'm not sure if I found it right there in that moment, but this was the verse I was looking at that day. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Do you wonder sometimes if what you personally face will align and combine with something universal? Do you not feel that our whole culture needs a new thing to spring up? That our whole culture is a bit like a wasteland. Like, I mean, the political scene, both globally and domestically, wherever you are, but also, you know, globally. And sort of personally, that there's a kind of a, this isn't a great time in the world, is it? It's like, this is a real, this looked like the Roaring Twenties, but then the Roaring Twenties was between the wars. And maybe from a, you know, a macro perspective or a holy perspective, the world has always been caught in such tension. And indeed, that's exactly what this book and the prophecies of Isaiah posit, that it's not some localized thing. So when you're talking about, has the world been captured and conquered by dark forces? And you might see that from a conspiratorial perspective in a post-Epstein world. All of that is iterated theologically, historically, and scripturally, even though I find a lot of those words
so
sort of difficult.
I couldn't hear anything.
So the answer is in here. It's like access to the most divine truth that's already within you. It's a kind of coming home. Sorry it took me so long to find it on Piers Morgan. I think it was a pressure of the circumstances.
Sorry, I just listened to fucking 2 minutes of my life that I can't get back. What the? What are you? Dude, you're cooked. Well,
there's no room for the Jewish population. Jews will not replace us.
My power.
White brains are bigger. Bow down, you dumb scum nigger.
Bow down, you fucking
white power. /
Hey, Audio Waffen, white power, and thank you again for, you know, helping me out with this soundboard here. Shout out to Audio Waffen, help me behind the scenes, not be a tech retard. Thank you. All right. Fishback.
BB.
Fishback.
BB. BB.
Fishback.
BB.
Fishback.
BB.
Fishback.
BB.
Fishback.
BB.
Fishback.
BB.
I'm sorry. I'm spurking out. Spurking out. I'm sorry about that. I like hearing Tucker Carlson say BB. I like me say Fishback.
BB.
All right. Promise that was the last time. All right, here we go. Who is this brown looking Jewish guy trying to be white? Who is this brown looking Jewish guy that wants you to worship Christ? Who is this brown fishback creeper guy smelling teenager panties? Who is this guy? He loves Jesus, so forgive him, goy. That could be an AI song.
It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter what you look like or how you pray. America works best when we put...
Wait, what did you say, bro? That sounds extremely gay and liberal. Oh, wait, it's Christianity, my bad.
Just cross!
It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter what you look like or how you pray. America works best when we put meritocracy front and center.
Meritocracy? Christianity? What? I'm sorry. I think those are complete polar opposites. Soul equality? Yeah, where's meritocracy in the Bible besides a bunch of people worshiping Jews?
Meritocracy front and center.
We need to. fucking believe more Jewish fairy tale. God damn it. Nigger. All right, take a look at this, man.
There's
the comments
no room for the Jewish population.
You gotta
population.
See this one. This one's my
Jews
favorite.
Will not
that is my favorite, bro.
Any Good chance trend. Frojax gets a streaming key on GTV?
Fuck yeah!
Also, yeah, I was trying to find that video you showed Ollie back about how Christians experience physical brain decay and dementia from Christ brain due to fear and anxiety. Do you remember what that video was?
Dude, I remember that
Hail
video.
HT, the white race
it.
And the old gods.
Moonshrooms, I've been trying to track down that video myself where there's an actual, diagnosis of Christ brain. You guys remember that one? I actually played, it was like a, is that what you're talking about? There was like an actual diagnosis of what being a Christian does to your brain. I think I remember that one. I can't find it. If I spent hours, I could find it. But I don't know where it is. But what do you guys think of this meme? Bro, this is fucking, oh, bro, this is awesome. Look at this, bro. That's it. I mean, that's spot on, dude. I saw that. I was like, money. Money. Grain brain's good, too. Grain brain is good. Yeah, that was a real good one.
You want to try to get into my computer and plant child porn in there? Go for it.
Dude, Russell Brand looks like a sand
nigger. Is it me or does Russell Brand look half-packy?
No, he does kind of look like a sand nigger. He kind of does. He gives some sand nigger vibes. We're just going to go over to this. I don't know who this brown bitch is. Okay, so don't know who she is, but apparently she's MAGA. Stu Peters is reposting it. Take a look at this. Hey, thank you, Antioch. White power. My donors are my wait. God, you guys are on my ass with this microphone today. I can't sit back and enjoy the show. God, son of a bitch. Is it that bad? Fuck. Hey! Is it that bad? All right, I'll turn down the clip. Oh, you no way. Is this it? You fucking found it, you son of a bitch, you? Did you?
I will be doing a longer video.
Oh my god. Legend, bro. Legend, bro. This is it. This is it. We gotta watch it. Wait, hold on. I gotta figure out how to use this thing. God, I love the... Dude, this PC is so cool. I'm so happy with this PC, guys. You don't know how happy I am. I'm grateful that I was able to buy this machine here. Thank you to Dodo Waffen for helping me buy this machine. This makes my life... I mean, listen, there's a learning curve right now, but it's just so much easier. There's not, like, all this bullshit going on. Like, I'm very happy. Thank you, guys. It's just so much easier to not have, like, overheat my computer and stuff like that. Okay. So this looks a lot better, right? What you won't tell me what, man? All right, here we go. You said Mac shit, Joey. Is that what you're saying? Listen, I feel like PC is pretty cool. I'm digging it. I feel like I'm not like. I feel like I'm learning something new. All right, you guys want to watch this?
On this topic, so this will just be kind of a foundational
this is
one
good.
To kind of make it really clear the differences between a normal prefrontal cortex and the Christian prefrontal cortex. And you can see
Christ hearts
right here. I'll explain them more as we go into the video. But essentially what happens is that your dorsolateral prefrontal cortex needs to be the active to deal with the error corrections that we are alerted to by the anterior cingulate cortex. Like the anterior cingulate cortex is like an error alerter to us. It's also where pain. So this is an emotional center of hurt, that's basically, and many other functions too. But this, from the purposes of this video, it's an error monitor. And so once the error is recognized, the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex goes in and corrects the error. So you could call this the conscience. And you can see Christians lack that relationship. Okay. And it's very clear in the literature that this is the case. So on the top right, you can see the Greek word hamartias, which means sin. Sin is an error. So the anterior cingulate cortex, which is right here, and error avoidance. So the change in behavior necessary to avoid errors is implemented by the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. You can see it right here. Now, I'll show you. These two slides came from Arnston paper. I'll show you the actual paper in a second, or the image in one of our other papers. But we can see here the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex, but other prefrontal cortical factors. Now, when you're stressed out, you just lose regulation across the board.
Christianity makes white people
but
niggers.
When you specifically engage in slaves. Christian beliefs, you end up inhibiting specifically the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex. It's terrifying, actually. So, in other words, the religion is a religion that creates sinning. I mean, it's right. The dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex must be activated to correct errors, to avoid sinning. And Christians turn off that part of their brain. So this is what it should look like. Right. Now, in this situation, the conscience is engaged, right? We get error alert and the corrector. Error alert and the corrector. Really simple, really straightforward. That goes bye-bye when we're stressed out broadly, which is why no one should be doing, you know, making important decisions when they're in the middle of a very stressful situation, like a very stressful situation, right? We pull back. So, but this is specific, this dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex to false beliefs.
This is a beautiful clip.
And really, it's scapegoating. That's the biggie. So here is the Arnston paper that I was telling you about. This is where I got it from. And the most important thing, in generally speaking, of fear in general and stress in general. I say fear, but fear is a stressor, right? And Christians, their biggest stressor is fear of going to hell, fear of not going to heaven. So when we live in fear, we rapidly strengthen the amygdala and rapidly reduce the prefrontal cortex activation. So you can see the difference. This is why I show these images. Really, really important. And this happens to all of us when we're stressed out.
Domesticating
but the
us.
DLP, the DLP feet. The DL prefrontal cortex, dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex, is a different story. Here's a normal, healthy state of mind. Nice, healthy. And we know that mindfulness, including meditation, mindfulness practice, not just meditation, but mindfulness, including meditation, they engage the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex. What's the purpose of doing this? Because when we increase the connectivity of the DLF by doing this mindfulness, look what happens. The DLF and other brain regions, there's an increase in the functional connectivity to manage one's attention, reduce mind wandering, and improve overall cognitive performance. This is the opposite of a Christian mind. So the Christian mind is on the right? And here is this guy on the left before Christianity sets in. So what happens is the Christian converts a normal brain to a Christian brain. Isn't that incredible? Oh, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. And so
Christ's brain's so real, bro.
They're unaware because of the disconnection that has taken place right here. I mean, it's like gone, right? So when that goes bye-bye, they become unaware of how unaware they are about their false beliefs, immorality, and judgmental self-righteousness.
I mean, self-righteousness.
Unfortunately, it's horrible. So what happens? Well, they run around and they behave in a fashion that reflects that their lack of awareness.
Shining
telling
Latin
others they don't
$5 confirmed. Being afraid of hell means you are a white dog and physical nigger.
Yeah, well said, Shining Light. White power on that, man. Thank you. Well said.
Oh, they're going to hell because they're not afraid of a fictional god with a sword coming out of its
Thank
mouth
you,
and female breasts and a gold bra, right? I mean, think about how irrational it is. Think of how irrational it is to actually think you can scapegoat anything. It's irrational. Now you understand why. Look at what happens. We lose connectivity, and now we are unable to engage morality properly. So no wonder why Christianity has guys like this. I mean, you can see now. Is there any wonder why priests do what they do? This is the worst part. Religious belief appears to have a negative influence on children's altruism and judgments of others' actions, even as parents see them as more empathetic than their secular counterparts. Why would they look at it this way? Well, they've lost dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex function, so they are unaware. They have no ability to error correct. They have no ability to be self to be introspective. They lack mindfulness. So this is what happens to them. We start off nice. We start off normal. Normal dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. The conscience is intact. And then Christianity sets in.
Boom.
This is the problem. It's horrible.
Fear-based.
And now you can see
trauma,
there's a very clear
control.
Difference with the normal prefrontal cortex and the Christian prefrontal cortex.
Wow. Fucking amazing. Drop this shit, white man. Drop it. You son of a biscuit. Wait, I gotta go back to that. I gotta say that.
I will be doing it long.
Audio often, can you MP4 me that, bro? All right, I'm going to post that on Twitter.
BB.
BB.
All right, guys, thank you guys for being here. I appreciate you guys big time. Thank you very much. White power. Hopefully you guys, thanks for tolerating my schedule's a little bit off this week. Thank you guys for the massive amount of support. Thank you guys for being here. Thanks for everyone sharing this stream word of mouth. Like I said, it's going to be a challenging year. I'll be excited once we get up to the 800s, and once we hit 850, it's going to snowball to 1,000. But yeah, this is going to be a tough year, so thanks for sticking with me. You know, I figured that the truth to getting our race free is more important than the shekels and hiding the truth about Jesus being a Jew or trying to sweep and say that, you know, we was the real Jews. So thank you guys for, you know, putting up with me, the people that were tolerating me as a Christian and sticking with the show, and the people that have stuck with me that were Christian and their eyes have been opened up to this, and now you see the truth, and now you see we got a fucking giant mess to clean up here, right? It's pretty crazy. So thank you guys, all you guys, mom, dad, thanks for making me. Shout out to the best chat in the world, from the best show on the planet, right? My stepdad Brian, thanks for being a part of my life too. I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. We got CQ Radio coming up next. I'm not sure if you've been tuning in, but
go for it.
Thank you.
I watched a documentary about these entities called the Tengu in Japan.
Oh, Tengu, yeah, the Jews.
They had long noses
the
and these small black boxes Jews. On their foreheads called yeah. tokens that were akin to the tefillin worn by the Jews on their foreheads during prayer.
Yeah.
Sending part two.
Yeah, that
go
is...
for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sir Sneaks a lot.
Part two, the Tengu would try to abduct children. People were speculating if they were describing Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Some speculate the word Tengu comes from the Hebrew word tiko, meaning the Kohen, aka priest.
Hmm.
Have you seen or read about that?
Yeah, I think that they were hip to the Jews. They look like they're super Jewish characters as far as the artwork goes. It was like undeniable. And then on top of that, the Asians, high IQ Asians, rejected Christianity because they knew that Christianity was going to bring Jews, and they didn't want their country to be taken over by Jewish people. So they rejected Christianity just by knowing that, like, oh, wait, this is a religion telling our people that Jews are God's chosen people. Yeah, that's not going to go well. Yeah, that's not going to really work. So, to credit, I hate to give them credit, but yeah, they actually knew that. They're way ahead of that. The Asian cultures, you know, majority of them saw Christianity as a slave religion and rejected it. Unfortunately, we ran with it, and we built some really cool shit, and then we gave all the credit to it, and, you know, kept pushing the Jewish fairy tale stories to here we are today, right? So it's opened the door to Marxism and all kinds of, you know, racial blindness. So it is what it is. So we got a big mess to clean up because we've been ignoring it forever, and now here we are today. And now we've got a Christian revival every day on the news, on the Jewish news, that they fear Christianity so much that they keep pushing that it's a Christian revival, and giving all their top rapist celebrities a Bible and telling, you know, your average normie to go download the fucking Bible app. So oh yeah, MP4 is perfect, man. Thank you. I gotta say thank you to everyone that supported the stream tonight. We had Sir Sneaks a lot. We had Return to Europa, as always, man. Big thank you. White Power Moonstrims, thank you very much. Antioch, thank you so much. Annie Ouch. Audio Often, we got Mystery Goy 88, thank you. Diego Shoots a Nigger, Scully Bugs, thank you for the clips too, man. Tiger Waffen, Viking Girl, thank you guys. Big Roma's up for Donut Waffen, keeping the lights on here. Angry Joe Pesci, thank you so much. We got Yeah, that's that on the entropy. Shining Lightning, thank you very much. We got Sid Goy, thank you very much as well. We got a bunch of you guys contributing. Thank you, guys. We got Eric Kerr, thank you very much. And who else? Is that it? That might be it. Robbie J, my man, White Power, Barbara Waffen, thank you. Matt, the Dixie Man, thank you so much. Shining Light, again, big thank you, brother. Thank you for supporting the stream. I appreciate it big time. We got CQ Radio coming up next for a little victory lap, and I just want to hammer this home with you guys. If you guys want to check out Race and Recovery, it's a space that I host on Sundays at noon, and we are talking about our race and recovery, either or how they work together. With us getting sober and disciplined, similar to why I'm fighting against Christianity, is that we got to take accountability. All right, it's time to take accountability. It's time to be honest, right? Stop blaming the niggers and the Jews. All right, stop blaming the synagogue of Satan. Okay, and you know, take accountability. What the fuck have we done? Okay, and what the fuck are you doing to not be the best white man you can be? Right? Because we need every white man that knows this information to be the best white man they can be. All right, so come check out the space on Sundays. It's a good time. And I hope to make that thing, you know, my legacy in white nationalism is to leave that behind and have it continue for generations, you know, race and recovery, most importantly. All right, thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it big time. All right, and I'm going to get the heck out of here. Thank you so much again. Big time, I appreciate you. And I will see you guys on Wednesday, and I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted on the – yes, and I would love to have Frojax and those guys upload their content here and stream here, of course. Fuck yeah, that'd be amazing. The only issue is I don't know if they're Christian or not. So, you know, there's that. If they're not Christian, that's cool. But if they are, then it's going to be – you know, it's going to – goes against the bylaws here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get out of here. Whew. All right, you guys ready? Get your grill on, man. Stick around for CQ Radio if you want. Real breath. Yeah. Through the nose. Ladies and gentlemen, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. So get sober and stay sober, white man. See you guys Wednesday. Thank you guys. You guys are the shit. Appreciate you. Alright? Camera one. Get your workout on, man. I'm getting back in it. Yeah, I get jacked as fuck, nigga. 185, lean meat, fight machine. Alright. Camera one, we are done. And camera two, fuck the Jews. Hail Hitler. Hail Europa. Hail the white race. Hail white families, racing for white children, all the activists fighting for the white race. Get active, white man. Take risks, white man. Be a hero, white man. Alright? And drop Jesus, white man. Guys, have a good one. I'll see you soon. You son of a biscuit. How do I get out of here? Ah, that's how I get out of here. I'm out of here, bros. Someone can drop the CT radio space. I appreciate it. Drop it in here. And then we can go repost it, help these guys get some eyes on them. And then if we have anyone live, Navo's live. Raid Navo. Thank you. Appreciate you. White Power, you son of biscuits.